And you got to keep fighting the feeling, the doom and gloom feeling. The doom and gloom feeling. And you got to keep fighting the feeling. The doom and gloom feeling.
There is a lot of doom and gloom, Mikey.
Not today.
Oh, yeah, we're up 5-0.
We might have just won. I don't actually know.
Is it over? We're recording. This is a Monday night, the 18th of September. It's been a minute. We sadly don't have Dustin today. No Dustin. Where is Dustin?
Technically in Seattle.
Oh, he's leaving tomorrow.
Yeah.
He's going on a long work trip, but he promised us to try some remote recording, right?
He's allegedly bringing his mic.
He thinks it's his fault the Mariners have been skidding, so he's leaving town.
Exactly. He doesn't step on the first or third baseline. The foul line.
It's been a little rough. This is day. I'm taking over Dustin duties today, so I can't smoke as much as normal. I'm here with Mikey, who smoked too much, more than normal.
Allegedly
before the pod. We have to say it now before the drug bill gets passed tomorrow.
True.
War on Drugs 2.0 coming to Seattle. Very, very bad news. Hopefully some ghost of Christmas past visits some of our council members tonight to change their minds. Andrew's old coke dealer comes in ghost form and he's like, do you remember?
Wait.
The night you pledged.
So is it like projected? Like we have projected votes or like?
Well, Andrew was like the swing vote round one.
Oh.
And he is drafting the bill this time around. So I have my doubts on him switching his mind like last time.
Yeah.
We need 5. And right now, I think council members Mosqueda, Sawant, and Morales are anti-war on drugs. Mm. You think more would be in a city like Seattle?
You'd think.
No, it's not. So there's many reasons to be gloom.
And doom.
But the Mariners are up right now.
We're going to get into it.
Yeah, we're going to get into it. What's up, Mikey? How are you doing?
My asthma's acting up.
Oh, no.
I'm all right.
Mikey's okay. He's going to be okay. You have water next to you?
I do.
Yeah. So if you hear Mikey coughing, it's not because he's, I don't know, his lungs are inflamed. We'll get through it.
They're inflamed. You're going to hear more throat clearing than normal somehow.
We are also, what is this, a last away series for the Mariners? There's 3 series left, right?
I think there's one more at least. I don't actually know.
Okay. Well, I know we have 2 at home. First one with Houston, then we end with Texas.
Yeah, so we're at the Rangers and then home. I don't know about the last series, but...
Oh, so it's A's, Rangers, Astros, Rangers.
Yep.
Yikes.
Yeah.
It's crunch time.
We're going to see, man. It's a weird feeling.
Do you have... well, there is a sentiment going around that we have to sweep the A's in order to even be in the playoff picture, including wild card. Is that accurate? Is that mathematically, like, how does that break down?
There's a piece up at Fangraphs about it, kind of going over the efficiency in tiebreaker games and just end of season madness. I think they phrased it like this is a must win series. And I tend to think so too. You know, a team that loses over 100 games, that's like nearly as bad as the 2001 Mariners were good. You know, I think you have to win these games on like a moral standpoint. And also, yeah, like they have done well against the Astros this year, but they haven't done well against the Rangers and they're going to play them 7 times. So feels like must win for sure.
Before we continue, Dustin's going to get mad if I don't do some housekeeping stuff.
It's true. And I want to plug some stuff.
And Mikey wants to plug. You want to plug first?
Sure. Man, so I'll keep it short. But essentially, my birthday is on Thursday. Going to be dropping a birthday fundraiser. And it's not only like a birthday fundraiser, but also... raising funds for my organization, Anakbayan Seattle. And really, like, so my birthday actually falls on the anniversary of martial law in the Philippines, which Ferdinand Marcos Sr. Instituted on September 21st, 1972. So it's the 51st anniversary and my birthday. And it's a wild time to be around because... his son, Bongbong Marcos, is in power now. So, you know, 50 years later, what a slap in the face it is that, like, the first neoliberal president in the Philippines, who, you know, completely, you know, decimated the Philippine economy and is responsible for, you know, a lot of human rights violations in the Philippines, his son's in power. So... yeah, going to be raising funds for us to confront Marcos and other leaders in San Francisco at the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation. So, yeah.
Wait, you were conceived the night of martial law?
Yeah, but like 22 years later.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, I'm not 51.
I was trying to trick you to make the listeners believe you were.
Right now, you probably could.
I'm Donald Trump, and I approve this message.
Support Mikey. That sound was for the Philippines regime.
It's true.
Yeah, not for Mikey. Yeah. One more time, how can people support?
Oh, and I should, drop the methods in which you can do so. Venmo at Mikey-Aheto. Cash App or cash sign Mikey Aheto, no dash, no space, no underscore. And then PayPal, MikeyAheto@gmail.com. I keep it simple, as you can tell with my usernames. I'll be posting them on social media and in the Discord and continue to prop it here. But it's a way that you can support if you like what I write or what I say out of my mouth on podcasts.
The only other thing is you can join the Discord. It's never too late. I'm trying to join this wrestling Discord and
they won't let you in.
Well, I didn't realize Discord links expire.
Oh yeah, it's like a day.
Interesting. Yeah. So they haven't posted one in a while, but ours will continue to provide the new link in the show notes. Also the Patreon. We're getting new subscribers, subscribers. Patrons.
Sure. Yeah. Patrons.
thank you so much. And I just want to encourage, we have a call-in question today, but you can leave a question for the show at 267 Mariner or 267-627-4637.
Yeah, do it. Should we just start with that actually?
Yeah, let's start with it. Let's start with it. It's my ta-la-la. My ding ding dong. Yes, it's time for a listener question. Okay, our first one comes from an unknown name.
How much do you guys love Josh Rojas? This question.
All right, I cut him off because he said this question's for Dave, but it can be for both of us. I think he heard my Josh Rojas love the past couple of episodes.
Well, tell him.
Josh Rojas, I love, except when Scott insists on batting him against lefties. That part's kind of weird.
He hasn't started him against a lefty, I guess, this year. I just found out today.
Where are you at now with that trade?
That's a great question. Okay. Based on what you've seen in terms of, like, highlights and whatever, How well do you think Ryan Bliss is hitting right now in AAA?
See, I keep forgetting about the Bliss part of the trade. Yeah. And I think it's ironic that, I mean, I guess that was the most exciting part when the trade happened, probably. Bliss was always the prize.
That's what people, I don't know.
But if it wasn't for Bliss's like hot hitting right now, it'd be a pretty lukewarm at best, right? Trade.
Yeah, I mean,
arguably bad.
So I don't put very much into this, but it's just a nice shorthand because league context is so different. He's hitting, in terms of WRC plus, 10% below league average. He has a 352 WOBA, which is like quite good, but apparently not in the PCL. It's super hitter friendly. So maybe he's just like a bad fit too for these parks, but or like this league context, but you could make the argument that he hasn't been hitting well. And I asked that question because on Twitter, like every night or whenever I go on Twitter, there's always a Ryan Bliss highlight where he's like hitting a home run, or like he hit a home run yesterday. I don't know.
But he's in the top bottom 10%.
So 10% below league average. So he's,
I see.
You know, just below league average.
So you're saying the hype's fake?
Maybe.
You're saying Seawald texted you last night and said that fun fact before bed.
Man, he hit real. Oh, I guess it was 13 games. He did not rake with the Diamondbacks in AAA. Anyways, yeah. So Ryan Bliss, I don't know. I don't know how to feel about him yet. I guess regardless, like it's a 40 game sample. How much can you put into it? But not really a believer in his profile in our park. I have come around on Rojas. So I'm glad someone asked this.
You were pretty anti-Rojas initially.
I like Josh Rojas. I just don't like him as, obviously he's not really the headliner, but in terms of like, you know, he's the major leaguer in this deal. And he's the guy that the Mariners said needs to be, you know, like it's deal if he's not. I don't like his swing aesthetically. I'm also not a good hitter myself, but I have historically really liked him. And there's some quotes. I think he talked a little bit with Edgar and with the hitting coaches, but essentially said, you know, we did some things with my swing to try and be able to, you know, get out in front, lift it to my pole side. Was actually like looking into it a little bit, and like his advanced metrics look better.
Josh actually called me yesterday and left me a voicemail. I think he knows you're talking shit, Mikey, because he was not happy.
What are you going to do?
Should we play it?
Yeah.
Listen, Mikey. This is fucking Josh Rojas, bitch. Oh, wait, I can't say that anymore. I'm going to get canceled. Listen here. You doubted me, and I will be the sole reason we make the playoffs. Mark my words. Fuck Seawald.
I mean, as you can see, he was pretty mad. He even swore. And a slightly outdated swear word, too. So you're back. We can tell Josh things are chill. Mikey, you like
him
again.
We're back. Yeah. Okay. He's my favorite Hawaiian that's played on the team this year.
He only went to school in Hawaii, Mikey. College.
Hawaiian. I thought you grew up there.
No, just Colton.
You made it sound like he was Hawaiian.
No, I mean, I was clearly less excited about him than Colton.
It's true.
Yeah. Who? But, yeah.
Send some stuff for the Dodgers. Okay. Against us.
Real quick. let's just give 20 seconds of Colton Wong time.
Wow, you started with 2 minutes.
I know, but I realized I was being greedy. Colton's been, Colton beat us this weekend.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, he tied the game. Or was it a go-ahead sack fly?
I don't remember.
I was at the game.
Really?
Yeah. When he came up with Bases Loaded, Frank and I, our mutual friend Frank, cousin Frank, our heartbeats were racing. It was Bases Loaded. I think one out, no outs. I don't know, less than two.
Yeah.
And I promise you, Frank likes to tease me because I think every fly ball, I'm Mike Sims, I think every fly ball is a home run.
Yeah.
My depth perception has never never been good. That's why I was a pitcher. But Frank, including Frank and the whole stadium, when Colton hit that ball, we thought it was a grand slam.
Really?
The whole stadium did.
That would have been so embarrassing.
It was a warning track sack fly. Very close to being a granny. You know Colton wanted that real bad.
His first hit with them was a dinger.
Yeah.
It's a pinch hit dinger.
It sure was. And he's not an everyday player for the Dodgers, but he's clearly an impact player. Something he was not with the Mariners. Anyway, miss you, Colton. He liked my Instagram comment the other day.
You never posted that in the Discord. You should have.
I think our Discord's going through enough.
they're happy now.
They're happy now? Are the vibes up? So we won 5-0 today. We had a good game by Brian Wu. We had not so good of a game by Logan yesterday. And Kirby's been kind of off.
Yeah. Definitely.
He definitely didn't get better from those after those comments. We haven't recorded in a while.
I think it's been 2 weeks.
And within that time, we had Kirby Gate. Yeah, we never talked about it. I'm sure the listeners are tired about hearing that. But maybe should we just...
Not George Gate?
George Gate?
They're both kind of funny. I like George Gate. It's just like a guy.
I'm going to play you the clip. And maybe it'll sound different being like a week or so removed.
Yeah, let's hear it.
I didn't execute. He had a good pitch. I wish I wasn't out there for the seventh, to be honest. So I was at 90 pitches, and I didn't think I needed to go anymore, but you know, it is what it is. So.
Is that a conversation in the dugout, or is it?
It'll be a conversation soon. Yeah.
So a week later, what's your feelings on it?
I think coming out of it, I was like, I thought people were overreacting. I mean, people were like, oh man, this spells trouble for the Mariners clubhouse. Like, service has lost the clubhouse. And it's like, I don't know, like, we'll get into some of the tweets from former players who...
Your ex-favorite pitcher, Mark Mulder.
Who did not like his comments, as you might imagine.
You and I saw the comments pretty quick by Kirby, right? I think we're still paying attention to the post game. Kirby had a bad one. I think it was the first game of his like weird like lack of control stretch. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's been completely the opposite. And I think that was the first game where like, what the fuck's going on with his control?
Yeah.
And we should get into that. But yeah, we saw it and we both said yikes, I think. I mean, because we don't want to downplay the yikes factor of the comments Kirby made. I mean, it was yikes. And then I think mainstream media eventually saw like 30 minutes later. And it just kind of ran in a weird extremist direction. And I think even my yikes, I wanted to retract my own yikes.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. I just like... It was such a weird process because it was like our first mainstream Mariners news in a while. Mm-hmm. And it was a pretty bad one.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like a lot of the like I don't love the like, you know, you didn't play the game or like blah 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 kind of thing, but like a lot of the people who were commenting on it, I mean, for one, like there was a lot of former players that did not love his response. But on the other side, like a lot of the people who criticized him, I was like, I don't think, like, I feel like I can tell you've never played maybe any sport competitively, but like baseball, you know?
Mm. I thought you were talking about Jared Weaver. You're talking about like the avatars.
Yeah. I just, I mean, and like well-respected writers, I know, but like, I think it's pretty easy to be frustrated after a game and say something that you don't want to say or regret, you know? And I think he did. But yeah, I think something's kind of, I feel like there's more to it that they're not going to say publicly. Whether it's like the velo seems kind of down. I think, you know, he's had some command issues that he hasn't had in the past, at least for like parts of games. He just hasn't been the same. And I would not put money on it, but I just wonder if there's, you know, maybe he's tired or he's got an injury thing. I don't know. The whole like, you just got to gut it out and compete thing is so lame to me.
You think it's blown over already? The Mariners have not been great the past 3 weeks.
Yeah.
It's, you know, we had probably the easiest strength of schedule. We've dropped some games that we should have won. We just had a pretty tough sweep. We got swept by the Dodgers. You know, it's the Dodgers, but I think the thought was with the Dodgers series plus the A's series, I think a lot of people believe we need to sweep the A's now because we're trying to go at least 3-3 mm-hmm. after those two series. And obviously going down 0-3 means winning the rest. How do you think the clubhouse is right now? I hate to ask that question. It's such a bro-y question. Like, what's the clubhouse culture now? But is Scott getting a lot of the heat?
I'm trying to remember what... did anyone comment on it in the ensuing days? I think maybe not.
Well, George retracted his statement.
Yeah, immediately. And it's like... I don't know. He does seem like a... Like, they call him Furious George, which I do think is a very dumb nickname, but... Like, he is like a competitor.
He does kind of look like the dad in Curious George. Like, they have the same face shape. The guy who only wears a yellow, like...
The man in the yellow hat.
Yes.
Who kidnapped a monkey from Africa in the first
book. Is that the lore?
Yes, dude.
He just took advantage of a fucking curious monkey?
Yeah. It's really bad.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, I did not know. Well, he does look like him.
Yeah, kind of.
What's his name? That should be
the man in the yellow hat.
That should be George's nickname. Dingo, that's pretty badass.
Let's start a... That is kind of badass. We should start a petition.
Man in the yellow hat should be George Kirby's nickname.
Yeah.
Put it on the board.
New yellow Mariners hat.
I know this is... We're not getting into this until... Well, the show notes say later, but I feel like it's an appropriate time to bring up kind of the temperature check on all our starting pitchers since we're talking about George. What do you think?
We could just get into it.
Yeah. So I have a group chat with my two Hawaii baseball friends. I mm-hmm. played baseball with them growing up. We play in the same dynasty league, fantasy league, whatever, for the past too many years. One of them is a very diehard Mariners fan. Oh, and he hates, for some reason, his favorite pitcher is Walter, is Logan. I think his least favorite is Wu, I think.
Really? Maybe.
Yeah. And so every time Logan does well, he sends a text to the group chat, Logan over like Kirby or Logan over Wu. Every time it's the opposite, I send it back. I'm like, Wu. It's like... We interchange the four main pitchers, right? Yeah. We always leave Castillo aside because, you know, he's too established to be part of these dumb games. I bring all that up because I, in a lot of ways, I think it's been debatable the whole season who the arm is, at least to help get us over the hump or back into the playoffs. And I think for most of the season, it's been Kirby. However, the last couple of games has me questioning, and Brian Wu has been one of the better performing pitchers the last couple of weeks, and his innings seem like it should be coming up soon. So, yeah, how would you assess the rotation status overall? We're trying to get into the playoffs. Do we have enough innings left? And then we can kind of just go one by one and get a temperature check on how you're feeling.
It's pretty scary. I mean, yeah, I guess we'll get into more specifics, but like, I know whenever players struggle, I mean, I think people tend to overreact and think that there are like permanent or like month long things that are happening. And I think the nature of pitching is that your like mechanics just get out of whack. Cause as it turns out, it's very hard to like repeat your release and also locate, you know, like I think the average pitch misses by 6 inches. Like Castillo has not looked amazing at times. Kirby has obviously struggled as of late. Gilbert, you know, did not have a good outing. Actually, I think the guys who have been pretty consistent for the past month or so is actually Brian Wu and Bryce Miller. And they've gone about it in different ways, but it's pretty worrisome to me that, you know, Bryce Miller, it's like, I think can probably finish the season, but Brian Wu, like, he looked pretty, like, let me look at his player breakdowns on Savant. He was down, I guess he turned it back up. He was only down a tick, but he started the game being down like 2.5 ticks off his fastball. Like he was in the 92s. So I think I'm worried about how everyone holds up overall. It's kind of my, yeah, feeling.
Is Bryce holding up no matter what? Like, he's not on the same constrictions as Wu, right?
No. I mean, Wu, it's like, I'm trying to pull it up. Like, I think the most innings he's pitched is 60-something. Let's see. Yeah, like 52 plus 4? 56? He's pitched like 110 this season. Like, it's actually kind of bad. It feels pretty. I guarantee you they have some sort of injury prediction and different things that they're looking at, like even during the games, that to know, you know, whether it's smart or not. But man, doubling his innings sounds like a bad idea.
And his velo's been up, you're saying?
It was down.
Oh, Bryce's.
Oh, yeah. I'm talking about Brian. Yeah.
Oh, Brian. Yeah. Sorry. Brian's inning has doubled.
Yeah.
Where's Bryce at?
I don't know. I feel like these are questions that I should just, like, know, you know? Like, it should just be like, whatever. He's at 123 and
yeah,
plus 20 if you include, so let's say 142. No, 143, actually. He's only one out short. And he'd pitched like 125 last year. So that's not so bad. I think he can finish this season kind of regardless, unless he just, you know, drops 3 ticks.
Now I see the show notes. It says velo is down with 8 ends for Brian Wu.
Oh, really? Wow. Yeah. I said down?
Yeah, 8 ends and down.
Oh, man. This is really down. I think that was during... I think it was during the game that I said that. But it has been, no, it wasn't. But it's trending down for Wu.
Who do you want to talk about next? Castillo? There's not much to say.
I think Gilbert. I have the most to say about, probably. And that's just that, like, he's had a bad home run problem in the past month. He's, like, basically giving up 2 home runs per 9, which, as you might imagine, is very bad. And I really like, I know I say this every podcast now, but like, I've been getting the itch to like write, and I don't really want to pitch articles that I don't think are going to get, the green light on. And I think what I would want to write about the most right now is that Logan Gilbert, his fastball is like not special anymore. And I think it's pretty easy to know why. He's just lost some spin, and I think he's actually, yeah, he's gone, he's lost a little bit of velo. But I think between the two, already it's pretty hard to throw from as high of a release as he does and like, you know, like get right on your fastball. And I think he's just not getting as much, and his fastball is more hittable than it's ever been. And it's interesting because on the year, he's a better pitcher than he's been in the past couple of years, but I think his fastball is just pretty mortal. So it's interesting. Like the one thing that he needed to do was develop some secondaries. He developed two and then lost his fastball. So essentially, I think lately the curveball usage is trending down, the slider's trending up. I've said it in the past, I think he should go like slider, like primary pitch.
Okay, last pitcher, Chris Flexen.
Not Chris Flexen.
He's starting again.
Is he?
I think for the Rockies.
Oh, I know he was for a minute.
Who is our fifth starter coming into the playoffs? So we're just going to ride it till the wheels fall off.
I kind of think they're going to make it happen somehow. I mean, they don't have to make that much longer. It's like a couple weeks. At this point, I think they're kind of just like, fuck it. Not what, you know.
How many pitches did he pitch today?
Not a ton.
Oh, God. 86 pitches, 86. 5 innings.
Yeah, that's a lot.
It's a normal amount. He's not spot starting. He's a rotation guy. Going full pits just as many pitches as JP Sears.
Do you consider his cutter a fastball type or like a breaking ball? He throws at 87 and his fastballs are 94. So it's like either, I think, is an acceptable answer.
Brian just seems like the guy who throws the ball hard. You know what I mean? Like,
damn, his changeup's 90. So I guess it's more of a breaking pitch.
It's slower than his changeup.
Yeah, it was just pretty interesting. Because like kind of hard. Anyways, if you include the cutters as like non-fastballs, he threw like 80% fastballs.
And if you include it, it's 100%.
Basically, it's 92.
Oh, God.
Yeah, he only threw 4 sliders and 4 changeups. So, you know.
Well, it's we don't have many other options. It's not going to be Tommy Malone.
We literally don't.
Isaiah Campbell, stretch start.
I guess the thing I should say is you don't really need a Brian Wu once you make it to the playoffs, unless you're going to pitch him in the bullpen or something. Like, you don't need 5 starters. And I kind of honestly forgot that until I thought about it.
Yeah, I mean, in a 7-game series, you might, but sure.
I mean, even then, I think you can just start game 1, game 2 guy.
Should we get to some more questions?
Or 2 and 3. Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
I have a question from B.
Let's hear it.
If you're the Mariners GM for exactly 1 and/or 2 trades this upcoming season, am I reading that right? Yeah, you can do 1 or 2 trades in the offseason.
Oh, okay.
Okay. You're tasked with trading 2 players. One must be an outfielder, the other an infielder. But other than that, you have free choice. Who are you trading and who are you targeting, attempting to trade for or with them?
This is so hard.
There was a lot of rules in there, B.
Okay.
So wait, you can trade an infielder and outfielder?
It has to be 1 and 1.
No pitchers? Are we trading 4?
I think you can trade for anyone.
Okay, so we can't trade our most valuable pieces.
Yeah.
And we can't trade Teoscar because he's a free agent.
I guess technically, yeah.
Who are we trading? I guess catchers count, right?
It's got to be Ty France.
What's he worth?
Well, the other answer was Jared Kelnick.
Yeah, that's and who I was thinking. It's the
same question.
He's worth, he has to be, I mean, just his age, his high profile prospect status.
I don't know. I think people probably liked our teams. I don't know.
Remember when I suggested we trade Jared at his peak value and I got shit on?
They says this every week.
Remember that? Remember when I suggested even Ohtani and I was like met with hell no's?
Okay, but that was for a year.
We would have made the playoffs. We could have won. We could win the World Series.
But his elbow exploded.
Yeah, but we would have treated him better. That's the Angels' fault.
B, I don't have a good answer for you. I feel like...
We can use minor league players.
I think only technically.
Oh, really? They want you to use major league infield, well, offfield?
No, it doesn't say, but I kind of... I think that's the point.
Okay, Ty France and Kelnick. That's. I mean, I think that's the right answer.
Oh, I forgot that. Okay, yeah, infielder, outfielder. But I don't know who I'm trading them for.
Any? Okay, let's just get right into it then. This off season, I think because of the recent, let's just say what it is. We shit on the Rangers for choking, and now we're choking. We were up a...
They're choking too, and the Astros.
They're doing a little better, and they're in the driver's seat now.
They are.
They could choke again, like out-choke us, but we just out-choke the Rangers. It's bad.
These motherfuckers having a choke-off.
We're having a choke-off with the Rangers, and here's the thing. I think a lot of buzz, at least on Twitter, social media, is around... Now we're going back to we didn't make enough moves at the deadline. And yeah. I think however you feel about that, the fact of the matter is the front office did not treat the deadline as a... I think they miscalculated... Mm-hmm. How well the Mariners were going to do after the break.
I mean, and to get the winning streak that they had, I doubt they accounted for that. Like, they shouldn't have accounted for that. So, yeah, it's pretty bad.
Do you re-sign Teo?
We talked about that last time, right? I think the answer was yes, and because of a dearth of options, and also... He's been fucking unreal. I think he's cooled down a little bit over the past week or two.
He's been striking out a lot.
I think that's just what you get with him. You're going to get these super, super hot streaks. Just ideally, you know, like he's more of a DH and he's not your four or whatever, you know, like re-sign him, add another hitter.
So you're counting on Teo to be that version for more of next year's season. And you're also counting on Julio to be this MVP caliber talent he's also been.
I think Teoscar Hernandez is better than his season line. But the trend he's shown over the season of hot, cold, with pretty much strikeouts all the time, I think is inaccurate. You know, representation of who he is now.
Julio's back.
Back?
Like
he's been unreal. I think in the past month he's like over 200 WRC plus.
Does that attract players like Shohei to come?
Shohei, tungsten, one arm, Ohtani.
I'm not convinced he does another Tommy John.
Just fuck it.
Like Felix Bautista, the second true king.
Okay, but that's a partial tear. The second true king.
Oh, Ohtani is full tear?
Oh, I don't know, honestly.
I feel like it's pretty similar to Felix.
Oh, maybe. That'd be great.
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously we'd love Shohei to pitch for us, but I think we need his bat more than his arm.
This is true.
You know what I mean? I think
Okay, that's the interesting thing that I think we have to offer him is that we can just tell him to hit and, like, you could... So I don't know if it's a good idea to have him throw harder, but like
he could be the greatest closer of all time.
He could be the greatest closer of all time. Like we could offer him a different role, or I don't know. Maybe they have some sort of "we'll keep you healthy" pitch to go with that. But like, I kind of think we offer a tantalizing package for a team that is winning and is on the West Coast and has Itro.
If he's pitchingless, I guess if he goes through Tommy John, he's not hitting until January.
I don't know. I mean, at this point, my timeline's fucked up because Bryce Harper
right, exactly.
in like a fucking month or whatever stupid shit.
Yeah. I mean, even he took it a little slow too. But anyway,
yeah.
That's a lot of Shohei talk. Julio's back, Teo's back. The original question was who you're trading. You're picking Ty France. You're picking Kelnick. Pennies on the dollar. Are we making the playoffs, Mikey?
I'm going to say yeah, but I don't know if I believe it. They have not played well against the Rangers. Even like the not great versions of the Rangers. They are worse now, for the record. They lost... Did I dream that? Did they lose Scherzer?
For the regular season.
Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That was not a dream. Their rotation sucks.
It's pretty bad.
And ours is very good.
Their bullpen is also bad.
And their hitters, like, their lineup is good, but it's not as good as, you know.
Well, Josh Lowe just came back today, I think. He's been out for a while. Corey Seager is a god if he's healthy, and he's been healthy. I think Semien cooled off a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Adolis has been hurt. I don't know what's his status. Is he back?
Yeah.
He was having a career year, too.
Yeah, he's been unreal.
Yeah, it's you know, it's what we knew from the offseason. Their lineup's good. Their arms are shitty. They try to make some moves at the deadline. Scherzer is unfortunately injured. And Chapman. God, they gave up Cole Reagans for Chapman. Don't forget.
Really?
Yeah. Randy Johnson, Cole Reagans for Chapman. And Chapman can't buy them a save.
That's crazy. You love to see it, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Eat shit.
Let's. You want to wrap with relievers?
Yeah, I feel like it's been a while since we've checked in. So I just kind of figured, like, I just looked a little bit and figured we'd talk about a couple. I guess before we kind of move on to... just going to rattle off some various things. So before today, the Mariners had lost 3 straight games and 11 of their last 16, which is pretty wild. Obviously getting Oakland, then the Rangers, Astros, and then Rangers. Our playoff odds, again, before today, we're at 51.8, which is the lowest it's been since August 18th, which is also known as exactly 1 month ago. Rangers are 20 points higher at 72.7%, Astros at 96.9%. And then I think, again, just a note that unless the Mariners win a lot against the Rangers, the Rangers are pretty likely to hold the tiebreaker over Seattle. So I think they'd need to win 6 of 7. Not 100% on that math. Yeah. Relievers?
No, it didn't play the Mike Sims part. There we go.
Did you call Mike Sims?
What's his name?
Dave Sims.
His label on my soundboard is Mike Sims.
Really? Who's Mike Sims? Let me look. Mike Sims Walker?
Mike Sims was like an NFL player. No, he also was a baseball player.
What?
Yeah, career 1.4 WAR. 36 career home runs.
Shouts out to Mike Sims.
Sorry, Dave.
Yeah, so the more, I think we've talked about this, but the more I look into like Munoz, I think it's pretty clear that like he has no feel for his slider. Just like across the board. And I think there's probably nothing more telling than his slider percentage has dropped from, you know, in June, it was as high as 69% to 24% in September. And that's like not like an insignificant sample. Like that's 130-ish pitches. And he's going to the four seam more. You know, the sinker, he's also folding in too, but like he's throwing 47% fastballs, which we've never really seen him do. So that's pretty worrying. And the Mariners keep going to him, which I guess is encouraging. But when you look at pitch location, like he most commonly will locate his slider, you know, pretty much just like in the zone, but at the bottom of the zone. Sometimes he'll move to his glove side and drop it below the zone. It's for the past couple of weeks just been all over the place. And also like when you look at his slider traits this month, it's kind of an outlier in terms of like spin axis compared to his previous sliders. So he is not the best version of himself right now, and it's pretty worrying.
I try to find a clip of his walkout. I finally experienced it live.
Oh, it's so good.
It's the things that the stadiums can do with the light shows now are just insane.
Yeah, I'm a big fan.
Yeah, it's I think I really love Duran's Julio. No, sorry, what's his name on the Twins?
Oh, Yoan.
Duran.
Yeah.
Yeah, his one has the Undertaker.
Really?
Like in the beginning, and then it turns into a different song. It's sick.
That's crazy.
Yeah, what would yours be as a closer?
I think it'd be heart-shaped box.
Heart-shaped box?
Yeah.
You just come in to Nirvana?
Hey, wait, yeah.
That's what I thought you were singing before the show.
No, I was singing Jesus Doesn't Want Me for a Sunbeam. It's a cover by the Vaseline's.
Would you be a fastball closer or like a Byung-Hyun Kim underarm, loop-de-loop Adam Simber?
I think I would be like a sidearmer. Yeah.
Coming to the mound from Beacon Hill?
The question mark.
Mikey. Okay. Michael.
But go to the chorus.
Ahead.
Also, the fact that you just tried to dox me.
What?
Good thing I don't live in Beacon Hill. I just want to.
Oh, right. I just pigeonholed you.
You did.
Anyway, I better stop that song before we get
before you get to the good part.
The cease and desist.
Oh, true.
We're local.
Okay, this is what I would come into right here.
This part.
Yeah. Imagine this. I'm running in.
That's pretty sick.
It's more of a walk-up song for batting.
Yeah. What do you think about Kelnick's walk-up song?
Are we just going to talk over the music?
What do you think about Kelnick's walk-up song?
It's bad. It's not good.
In wrestling, an easy way to get loved and momentum pop from the fans is picking an entrance music song that fans can sing along to.
Oh.
A lot of like the, whoa, you know. It's
Sweet Caroline.
Cheap Heat, right? Exactly that. And that's what that's Kelnick's song. It's that
yeah.
country song. What is it again?
Oh, is he still doing that?
Yeah.
Okay, it's fine. It's kind of cute and like.
What is it?
It's Country Roads. Like
take Alabama, Arkansas. What? That one?
That's not how it goes, but I'm very comfortable with you. I
love my ma and pa. It's not that one?
No, it's that. Yeah. you just sang it perfectly.
Dustin, we need you. I think we got through everything.
Wait, we got one more thing.
Oh, sorry. Oh, Justin Topa.
Not bet himself lately.
Yes.
Like, I think in the past month, I do not use K per nine, but his K per nine is like in the sixes, which is like.
Use it when it's alarming.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's that's like an early 2000s number. It's not great.
Oh, like batting average?
Yeah.
Who is the one who said batting average still matters? Oh, A-Rod.
So many former players say it, but. I don't know what's going on with him. I think there's some...
War is outdated, too.
What is?
War. Look at Schwarber, baby.
Yeah, he's batting like 190, but like 45 home runs.
I'm surprised you didn't say ex-Woba Bacon once today. I'm gonna make a sound for that, like a sizzling like skillet.
That'd be cool.
Like bacon. Yeah. Or should it be oink oink?
No, we'll save that for something else.
Okay.
Yeah, just some release stuff going on. I'm trying to remember which. I think he's dropping his release, which is interesting in terms of vertical release. But his horizontal release is getting closer to first base. So I haven't looked to see which, you know, what's kind of going on there. But has increased his cutter usage, but with worse results. So, you know, kind of just wondering, like, is it a point, him reaching the point of, like, diminishing returns or just not getting a glove side? But, Dave, I think this was somehow the most, like, low-key unhinged episode we've had, right?
I think we miss Dustin. The trio energy is unbeat, but I think people miss the chaotic...
Last time, it's pretty chaotic.
I kept it a little tame. I have more responsibilities now. You know, I have to do the board. No. I got to make sure things are recording. Yeah, I got to troll you. And
you got to play heart-shaped box.
We got to play heart-shaped box. We can play clips.
Yeah.
People call in with questions now. We're high budget. Three more Patreon subscribers. We might start doing video.
Oh, we... We got to shout out one of our Patreon supporters.
Oh, yes.
Well, I'm so bad about this. I'm pretty sure it says, like, in our thing, like...
That you would?
Yeah, basically.
And you don't.
And we don't. Andy. Shouts out to Andy 2 weeks ago. I think probably right after our... You trying to play footsie with me?
Andy.
You subscribe, you get a demon shout out. From Josh Rojas.
Shouts out to Andy. I think he's the most recent one. But for that, it says no one's joined since July, which I don't think is true. But yeah, shouts out to Andy. Mm-hmm.
Demon Rojas says thank you.
Thank you.
I think hopefully we'll have some more, like, actually this time, have some kind of perks for folks. I think I'm just going to start writing in the Patreon.
We're also thinking about doing a meetup. I think it's safe to talk about it. We want to do a screening at the Beacon for the podcast listeners.
Okay, this is for people who listen until the end.
Yes, you listen to the end. Congratulations.
We should have done it after plugging the Patreon and all the boring stuff, you know?
We'll put it in the Discord.
It's like the credits roll and everyone leaves, but the real ones who stay behind, they get to see the good stuff.
And you get to come watch a movie with us.
True. Not any movie, though.
It's the greatest sports movie of all time. Top 3 De Niro movie, top 2 Wesley Snipes movie, and top 4 Benicio del Toro movie.
All that.
I thought he was related to Guillermo this whole time. They're not. I think they're not even from the same country. It's a great movie, and we're going to screen it at the Beacon. We're partnering with them. We're still solidifying a date. I think, you know, I don't want to get overly ambitious. At first, I want to do a live podcast show there, maybe before. Seawald flies in for a guest. We have t-shirts. Yep. We screen it. We banter. We banter. Hug, side hug, handshake. Maybe a live softball game.
A lot of side hugs.
But we'll definitely at least screen it. We'll see what else we do for that date. We'll keep you guys posted on when it's actually going to happen. We're trying to get Dustin to come back into town by then. And we'll make it happen.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's right before playoffs. And it's not a somber good season.
What was the date? 10?
I think we're aiming for October 1st, no?
Oh, God, is it?
It's like a couple weeks away.
I hope it's not the first. That's when our community event is for Copy BC. I'm going to post some links too to some stuff upcoming, including my birthday fundraiser.
Happy early birthday, Mikey.
Thank you. Thank you.
How old are you turning?
I'll be 29 when we record next.
Damn.
I'm a growing boy. I can't wait to be like 5'8". It's going to be awesome.
5'8"?
Yeah.
What are you now?
5'7".
You can grow until you're 32.
Where did you get that fact from?
John Cena.
Okay, I believe it then.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, I got three.
Where can people find you?
@_KuyaMikey. KUYA Mikey. Not Mickey.
What about on Blue Sky?
I think it's just Aheto.
What about on Threads?
I don't have Threads. I know you have Threads.
I don't have. I made a Threads. Really?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I did so one thread tweet. Yeah.
Thread tweet.
You can find me everywhere, including Threads, at
Daniel Day Kim.
Day Shik Kim. Day Shik Jr. Oh, my God.
I like Daniel Day better. That was funny.
That was my profile for a while.
It was funny.
No, I think I put Danny Day Kim.
Oh, yeah. You changed it in like 2 days.
Yeah, because I think... my profile picture is Roman Reigns. My name is Danny Day Kim. It's just a lot of confusion. You know, you can find this show at Never Sunny.
Yeah.
NC.
Yeah.
I should know that.
You should.
Never Sunny NC on Instagram and Twitter.
We don't have an Instagram.
You can subscribe and 5-star our podcast at Apple, iTunes. Stitcher is dead. No more Stitcher.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to delete that.
And we need to start making YouTube because one of our listeners only listen to YouTube. Gen Z.
One of our listeners, I don't know how many are out there, and I guess they won't be able to tell us, but some people in our Discord don't listen to us.
It's true. Which, haters.
Which, you know.
They will, guess what?
What?
Gouda shark. See you next time.
Wait.
Oh, we're not done.
Support our podcast on Patreon by going to patreon.com/neversunnyinseattle.
Go Mariners.
How long?